my French, but you're an asshole.
What's up, everybody? We just got back from seeing the Dead Boys on the Bowery Electric.
Hope you were there.
All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Now, Steve, he don't need anyone. Don't need no mom and dad. Now, apparently, I don't need a voice to do this show because I just realized how shitty I sound and how bad my throat hurts when I talk. But, you know, that's just how much I love all the listeners on Pogo City Radio. Just going to keep trucking, going through the hoarse, raspy voice off, you know, a couple wee hours of sleep. Everybody else I went with the exception of the lovely rude girl Jessica, all had to go to work the next morning. But they all go to work a little bit later than I go to work. But definitely had a great time at Bowery Electric. Saw a lot of great people, hung out with a lot of great people, got to meet Cheetah real quick. You know, nothing fancy, but Jessica took her picture with him. So, yeah, she was all excited about that one. It's definitely a good time. And I got to be honest, the Dead Boys, Cheetah Chrome's Dead Boys, sounded great. They sounded phenomenal. The sound system, the way they played, everything was so clear, loud. It was a great mix. It was one of the best, like, live performances I've ever heard. Like, regardless of who was playing or what was going on stage, just from a sound perspective, it was definitely one of the best performances I've ever heard. And then when it comes to stage presence, which was definitely a huge thing with the Dead Boys, I forget the new singer's name, but he was rolling all over the ground and, you know, crowd surfing and having fun. You know, it looked good. It looked good. I mean, because I think that's one of the things that appealed a lot of people to the Dead Boys was just the image and the style and the fuck you and the, the raw sex anthems. And I was watching an interview the other day, like an old interview. I don't know. They were old men, so I don't know how old it was. But they were talking about how Stiv was Cheetah and Johnny Blitz. We were talking about how Stiv was so much more than just a singer, and that his just the way he looked and the way he moved is really what helped bring that band to where they are. And who doesn't love some slutty New York fucking or Cleveland, whatever the fuck you want to say they're from, some slutty anthems. And speaking of some slutty anthems, let's get to another one of the Pogo Crew's favorite bands, along with the Dead Boys, Blank 77, a band who we also had a chance to catch this summer, and that's the Dorves. Here they are off the Dorves Invented Rock and Roll with Sluts in the City.
We are the sluts of the USA. We are the sluts of the USA. And we can fuck and we can suck and we can bust a nut. We wouldn't have it any other way. We're like a diehard punk tart. Never quit, man, we're so smart. Pop tart. Got him shitting like a girl, right? Hold tight. Take a number, cause we're Anne Frank's off crack. Like a plumber down a drain pipe late night. Easy action on a team queen daydream. Chain reaction and it's too late. Can't wait for the last goodbye.
All right, that was the Dorves on
Pogo City Radio.
Thanks for hanging out with us on this Tuesday afternoon. What day is it? Monday afternoon. That's today. Today is Monday. I don't know. It's been a long weekend. It was looking like, at first I was just planning on going to this Dead Boys show, and then fucking the Oi Scout show fucking popped up, and I was like, we can't go to the Dead Boys show, so we'll definitely go to the Oi Scouts and hang out with all them dudes. Had a real wild night fucking Friday night with some of them dudes and dudettes, if you will, and then wasn't expecting to go to the Dead Boys show because I didn't get tickets till 7:30 yesterday morning, and then had to go run down to that, and it was blast, well worth it. Had a lot of fun. And really hope you guys got to be there. They already announced, that show was sold out. They already announced another date Cheetah's doing there. I think January 12th, don't quote me. But you guys need to get over to the Pogo City Radio Instagram and Facebook and all that other jazz and check out some of the awesome fucking pictures we got of everybody hanging out and of the bands playing, of course. We go to shows now and the pictures are just more of me and Jessica than they are of the bands, right? But yeah. So, why don't we just keep moving right along with the music and do to another band and get to another band that just played, I think, at the Bowery Electric and also at Voltage in Philly, and that's GBH. Now, the song we're going to play here, usually when we play GBH, we play some classic GBH like Necro or No Survivors or Alcohol or any one of those endless songs. But we're going to go with something off Ha Ha, one of the newer records. I forget if this came out in the 90s or the early 2000s. Here's Crush 'Em.
Oh, crush them, crush them like ants. You've gotta crush them like ants. Stop it! Drinking from the poison pool. You've had a cognitive battle rule. The acid rain, it may be stinging, but I don't hear no fat lady singing. Sitting in the row now, you're swinging from the trees. Owls and bastards hunting foxes, saving birds and bees. If your life is boring, give it a second chance. What's a four-letter word, so give it up and dance. Way down, right on, watching the suns. I'm moving out and smiles here, but it's anyone wants. You gotta crush them, crush them, crush them like ants. You gotta crush them like ants.
All right, that was GBH on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everyone. Now, well, we've been talking a lot about the Dead Boys, being that we just saw them yesterday. But I know I talked about it a little bit on the last show, but in case you missed it, you know, they re-recorded Young, Loud, and Snotty. It's called, like, Snotty at 40 or something like that. And it's not Younger, Louder, Snottier. Not that. It's a new recording with a new band with all the same tracks in the same order, Cheat on guitar, Johnny Blitz on drums, and then the three new guys. But I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, I really was. I was like, ugh, how is this going to sound? And I mean, not that it's like better than the original or anything, but it's definitely respectable and worth listening. Go check it out. Find it, buy the album, or you can find it on Spotify, or I'm sure YouTube and all that other stuff. But it was definitely awesome to get to see one of the real originals to do it, and to keep doing it, or can come back to doing it at least. But definitely awesome to see, you know, any variation of the Dead Boys in New York. It was a lot of fun, and that was my first like real, I guess, like old school New York band, because I never saw like the Ramones or fucking Television or anything like that. So, you know what I mean? I guess the Dead Boys. Don't get me wrong, I've seen plenty of old school bands like the Addicts and the Exploited and GBH, but not too many of the New York ones. And a lot of those dudes died before I was really going to shows. So luckily, Cheetah and Johnny are still kicking. And it seems like if you knew anything about those guys back in the day, you'd be pretty surprised that out of all of them, those are the guys that are still kicking. Now, we're going to get to someone who's not still kicking. And let's do a little bit of the Madman of Manchester with Don't Talk to Me.
How many people out there like to drink?
Gigi Allen and the Jabbers on Pogo City Radio.
Talk to me.
Reggie Allen and the Jabbers coming off the first full length with Always Was and Always Shall Be. Now, getting back to that Dead Boy show, I mean, we were, I don't know what fucking time we got there. We were pre-gaming in Jersey and then drove through the tunnel and then got to the club. And while we were up there, the show was in, like, the basement at, like, the basement bar. And upstairs, you know, it was real cool. They had all different types of special drinks that were, like, titled, like, All This and More and Teenagers from Mars or fucking, I don't know, they were all, like, 70s punk songs and stuff like that. And that was cool. And they were playing some awesome music upstairs before Cheetah got on stage and everything. I don't know, just a lot of the Heartbreakers and the New York Dolls and the Damned and just that whole era and style of music. And then out of nowhere, I started, doom, doom, doom. And I'm like, is this Blanks fucking Tanked and Pogoed off the, or Up the Punks off the new album, To All the Young Punks That Sing and Dance? I'm sitting there, and I was standing there with Mike Blanks, and I'm like, Mike, is this Blanks? And he's like, no, this isn't Blanks. And then I heard Tim start singing. I'm like, this is definitely Blanks. And he's like, no, it's not. And, you know, this dude didn't fucking realize it was his band until he heard his voice come in. And then he was like, oh, shit, this is us. I was like, there's a whole verse in this song before you sing, and you didn't know this was your band? But why don't we get to some classic Blank 77 coming off their first full-length, Killer Blanks. Here's Let's Riot. All right, Blank 77, Pogo City favorites are right there. Now, we've been talking a lot about the New York scene and, you know, the Lower East Side. So it wouldn't be fitting if we didn't play Four Boys from Queens coming off their release date of February 4th. Got the release date for you, 1980, coming off End of the Century. Here's Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio? By the one and only Ramones.
Gobble, gobble! Gobble, gobble!
Sweet, pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Let's go!
Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
All right, that was the Ramones, and this is Pogo City Radio.
Pogo City Radio.
You guys can stay tuned for some more motherfucking Pogo. Now, we got a special dedication for this next song to any of you poor bastards that had to go to work today. Here is Working by Cox Bar.
I've been working all day for me, mate, on the side, running around.
Cox Bar on All right, now we got just a few more for you before we head on out of here. Been playing a lot of the classics tonight, and I figure that's how we'll have to close out the show with these next two. Now, this first one I got to play, fucking The Cramps featuring Iggy Pop off Look Mom, No Head, one of my favorites, Mini Skirt Blues. Now, fun fact here, of course, you know, Iggy Pop, one of Cheetah Chrome's biggest influences. Well, actually, from what I've read in his biography, which you need to pick up even if you don't like reading, because I don't like reading. I fucking hate reading. Sorry. I'm not one of those people. But that book, fucking awesome. Every last page. You want some fly on the wall stories from the Dead Boys? Like, you definitely do, because as badass as they seemed and as crazy as they seemed, it was even crazier backstage. And you guys have got to check it out. There's stories in there about you know, Cheetah Chrome getting Iggy Pop too fucked up to play. So why don't we do some Mini Skirt Blues for Cheetah? Here's The Cramps on Pogo City Radio. We're going to be getting out of here with this one. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
That foxy little mama in the mini skirt.
I got those going to a go-go. Working on my mojo. Checking out those mini skirt blues. Checking out that mini skirt blues. Well, we went to Cavalry where everything was a mover.
The chick got up and she started grooving.
She did the coffee grind and the double O flirt.
That tantalizing temptress in the mini skirt.
I got those going to a go-go. Working on my mojo. Checking out those mini skirt blues.
Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Make sure you guys tune in next Friday. Should have a little special guest for you guys Friday. Not going to say who yet, but catch you guys next week.
Pogo City Radio.